What's up, everybody? This is Michael Mignogna with Mignogna.com, and today I want to talk about how you as a business owner can essentially create replicas of your perfect clients and all of your current clients in order to show those perfect potential clients on Facebook and Instagram your ads. And you do that by creating lookalike audiences. And in this video, I'm going to share my screen with you so you can see a couple of things, and we're going to read from Facebook directly exactly what lookalike audiences are and how they work. I'm also going to just show you some things that I did for a client of mine. So if you're listening to this as a podcast, it's fine. You're going to get tons of value from this just by listening. But if you are listening and you want to look at what I created as a video, I encourage you to do that too. It's not going to get super detailed. I'm not going to get crazy with it, but I am going to share some things that visually might help a little bit. You'll get to see like inside the Facebook Business Manager, and particularly on the screen where you create these custom audiences and these lookalike audiences. So check out this video if you're interested. Let's just dive right in. I'm going to share my screen with you, and you can see what I'm doing for this particular client who I'm going to start running Facebook ads for. So here we go. So let's read what lookalike audiences are directly from Facebook for Business website, the website that Facebook provides so that people like me and also people like you, business owners, can run awesome ads on, you know, using their Facebook business page and using the Facebook business ads functionality. So let's read about lookalike audiences. A lookalike audience is a way to reach new people who are likely to be interested in your business because they're similar to your best existing customers. So essentially, what I love to use lookalike audiences for is when you think to yourself, you know, I can imagine and I know and I can explain who my best customers are. I wish I could just like replicate them. Okay, so I wish I could just create more of my best customers and show them the offers that they'll definitely love, right? Well, that's exactly what lookalike audiences does. So let's read this. A lookalike audience is a way to reach new people who are likely to be interested in your business because they're similar to your best existing customers. When you create a lookalike audience, you choose a source audience, a custom audience created with information pulled from your Pixel, mobile app, or fans of your page. We identify the common qualities of the people in it, for example, demographic information or interests, then we deliver your ad to an audience of people who are similar or look like them. Now, this is huge. So Facebook knows a ton of information about people in general, about everybody, and about everyone using the platform at least. And so what they're able to do is they're able to find people who very closely match a list of people who are already your customers. So you can take a list of your customers, their name and their email address, for instance, and you can upload it to Facebook, and Facebook will find you people that look exactly like them, either in the way that they behave, in their buying patterns, in their interests, etc. You can choose the size of a lookalike audience during the creation process. Smaller audiences are more closely match your audience source. Creating a larger audience increases your potential reach, but reduces the level of similarity between the lookalike audience and the source audience. So essentially what this is doing is when you create an audience, you can choose to have it create with like a 1% match. So you can see over here, I created an audience for this company, Babu Digital, where I uploaded a list of all of their clients. So I had them export a list of their clients from Salesforce, or from QuickBooks, I think. And then I uploaded it, and it was almost 10,000 people whose names and email addresses I was provided. And I uploaded it to Facebook, and then I said, listen, Facebook, I want you to find 1% of the population in the United States that is really, really, really closely related in terms of their buying patterns, their interests, and who look like this audience uploaded to your platform, provided by my client. So my client, just to reiterate, provided a list of paying clients, okay, that he has, and we said to Facebook, find me people just like this so we can show them ads. And that's awesome. Now, 1% is the most granular you can get, or the most alike, or the most like that source audience you can get. You can increase the percentage to increase the size of the potential audience, but that makes them less exactly like the source file or that original list of actual clients. So you can see that in the whole entire United States, there's 2,200,000 people that look very much like his customers. That's a lot of people. We're not going to market to all of them. Instead, we're probably going to start by showing ads to people of this audience, but confined to the Manhattan area, because that's where my client is located in New York City. So it's going to be a great way to immediately get out in front of people who are a lot like his current clients and his paying clients. And that's amazing because we don't have to waste money trying to guess the interests and things like that of his clients. I mean, we have a good idea of what those interests are, so we're going to run ads targeted at people with certain interests like photography and art, and whether they're an artist or something like that. But this is the best way to get started, because you can literally show your ads to people who are exactly like your current customers. And the other group of people who you want to show your ads to immediately are your current clients. If you're a business that sells products and services more than once to the same person, you know, so that their lifetime value as a customer of yours is more than just that first purchase, you're going to want to show your ad to a lot of different people. And, you know, email marketing is such a powerful thing because you can market to people who have already opted in to be in the ecosystem of your business. Maybe they've shopped with you before, or maybe they're interested in shopping in the future, so they sign up for your email list. But the problem with email marketing is that not everyone reads the emails. You know, that not everyone even opens the emails. Maybe you get a 10% on average open rate. So 10% of the people that you send your email to actually open up your email to read the email. So that you're missing out on a ton of people who are your current and potential clients that have opted in to receive your messaging that are not even aware of your offer because they haven't opened the email. Well, with Facebook, you can get 70, 80, 90, even more percent view rate of whatever that offer is, because you can say to Facebook, listen, I want you to show my ad to all of the people that I've uploaded to your system. So you might send them a marketing email and maybe they'll open it, and that's great. But you can also make sure that when they go on Facebook and Instagram later, they see your offer in their newsfeed. And there's nothing to open, right? The offer is right there in front of them, so they get to see it. Now, you know, whether or not they'll click on it to read more is a question, but you can continue following them around. An email is one shot, and then it's buried in their inbox. With Facebook, you can show them these ads over and over and over and over again, and it can impress itself upon people multiple times and to a much higher percentage of the list of people who you have in your system. So hugely valuable ways to start Facebook ads is to reach people who you already have in your system, okay, based on their email addresses, and then everyone that looks exactly like them, to reach a brand new, fresh audience that might not know about you, but who would love to know about you. That's exactly what the point of a lookalike audience is. There are other audiences I've created, and there are more that I haven't created yet that I'm going to create, but that is what lookalike audiences is. Let's read a little bit more about it. So you can choose the size of the lookalike audience during the creation process. That's what I was just explaining, that 1%, that makes it the smallest size it could be, but the most like your source file. And it says, we generally recommend a source audience with between 1,000 to 50,000 people, and the source quality matters too. So let's start with the 1,000 to 50,000. So what it's saying is basically, if you own a business and you have about 1,000 customers whose names and email addresses you currently have, that's really awesome. That's a great source file to begin with, so that Facebook can really say, all right, here are the common interests between these people. Let's find people who are just like them. You can start with less than 1,000 people in your source file, but Facebook recommends between 1,000 and 50,000. So like if you're a car wash and you get tons of volume, you need to start collecting names and email addresses and so that you can create lookalike audiences. If you are, you know, a dentist and you have at least 1,000 patients, you should start collecting their names and email addresses if you haven't already, so that you can create lookalike audiences on Facebook. But even if you don't have 1,000, you should still collect names and email addresses, because you can still upload that list, and you can still create lookalike audiences. It might not be as exact, but it's much better than starting without it. And you can also create lookalike audiences based on other criteria. So let's say you don't have any names or email addresses collected, but you know that a lot of people visit your website, and you know that the people that visit your website are generally people who are obviously interested in the products and services that you sell. So you can actually create a lookalike audience based on your website traffic. You can say, I want to show my ad to anyone who has visited my website and also people that look exactly like people that visit my website. So there are a lot of things you can do with a lookalike audience. It's super, super powerful. Now, if you have a ton of clients, you have 1,000 or more clients, and you can spend the time to separate out or create a list of just your best clients. So let's say you have 10,000 clients or 2,000 clients, and half of those are like your dream clients, right? They are the perfect client. And you can get a list of, you know, 500 to 1,000 or more perfect clients. Well, you can upload that perfect client list, and you could match with people who are your dream clients. That's an incredibly powerful thing to do. So that's lookalike audiences. They are super powerful. Well, we are about to launch a brand new Facebook ad campaign for a client of ours in Manhattan. And we are super, super excited about the prospects because we have everything dialed in. We're going to be tracking how many times people ask for a quote who saw their ads, how many people upload files to get a quote who saw their ads, how many people call who saw their ads, how many people looked at the contact page on their website to get directions to their store after having seen their ads. So we're going to be able to track it all. And we're going to put out offers that they're doing for the holidays, offers that they're doing, you know, throughout 2020. So it's going to be really, really, really cool. And I will probably create another video about the successes of this project that we're working on right now. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, that's lookalike audiences, and they can take your business from just getting by to absolutely killing it, because you can, for all intents and purposes, manufacture or spawn your perfect clients. So that is all for this video/podcast. I hope it was truly, truly helpful to you. Again, if you ever need help with your business, or you're thinking about Facebook ads and Instagram ads or Google ads or something, and you're wondering where to start, or if it's even a viable solution for your business to get more customers, please do get in touch. I'm here to help. You can go to mignona.com/help. That's MINYONA.com/HELP, mignona.com/help. And you can see you can read about what I can do for your business. You can watch a video about what I can do for your business and exactly how your business can get leads using digital marketing. And there's also a form on that page that you can fill out if you're interested in talking to me. So do that, because your business can't afford not to do that. If you don't have a way to generate leads on demand and know down to the dollar how much those leads cost you, there's no way you can grow your business. Unless, of course, you have some other way of doing it, like on TV or radio or something like that. So get in touch. I'm here to help. Have a great day, everybody. See you later.